AircheckDownloads.com.
It's drive time. Coming to you now. 3, 2, 1. Cue him.
Oh, Brian, I'm not ready. I've got no makeup. Shirt's not pressed. Brian, trousers aren't on. I've misplaced the script. Oh, I've lost my nerve now. Hello. Welcome to Friday Drive Time, so packed your ears could burst. We've got, what have we got? Well, there's business, yes, because Martin likes to talk about things. There'll be sport, because there always is. And there'll be travel from Sally, because otherwise she might as well go home. And I suppose if she did, she'd only add to the traffic congestion. So it's pretty busy then. Must have something else. Oh, Mystery Voice. Yes, we've got Mystery Voice for £60. All you've got to do is tell me who this is.
Life is about 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Any idea? You could hear it again.
Life is about 10 minutes.
Yes, yeah, I told you, it's packed. It's 0500-288-291. And you can email me, noel@bbc.co.uk. You can text 88291. Or you can simply wave your handkerchief.
I know you think that.
Yeah, I'm inclined to agree with Terry. I think I'm ready for her to go beneath the waves. You all right, Sal?
Yes, good evening. I'm very well.
Good. I was reading an interesting article today about biorhythms.
Were you really?
Yeah, and apparently you have peaks during the day, and your first peak is about 10 in the morning, and about now, Sally, you've got two peaks.
I've got two big peaks.
I've won ten quid. I knew you'd say that.
No, I didn't mean it like that, because I had a peak earlier and I've got one now. I'm back with more in half an hour. If you want to call, it's 08700 100 200. Now, my microphone, can I just say, it started there and it ended... Did I sort of go... Did I fade off into the distance?
It was lovely.
It dropped before my eyes.
It dropped right down to your two peaks.
Like so many things do.
I didn't want to say anything. I keep getting accused of interrupting you. Okay, she'll be back very shortly, and I want to say hello to Ian O'Toole, who's got an Eileen, and they're celebrating their 16th wedding anniversary today. And then there's Gloria Britton. Hello, Gloria Britton. She says, I've never had a mention on any form of media whatsoever. How is it I know I can rely upon you, Gloria? I mean, Noel. Who are you calling, Gloria? You have now. Crumbs, that's top hole. Oh, tickety-boo. Kenny Loggins and Footloose. And we're getting a tremendous number of comments about the sad news, referring to Robert Palmer. Billy is southbound on the M1, and Cameron in Thornton Heath, and Dee sends love. They're just three to mention out of many. And in about an hour's time, we will play at least one Robert Palmer track. Martin Shankleman has joined me to do the business. And hello to Peter Hughes, who's in Warren Point Library, and he's got 12-week-old twins, Alex and Jules, who are Nips, Noel's young pips, they are, and they listen to the show every day, but when you come on, they start crying. I just wanted you to know.
That's comforting to know.
And yesterday, we were talking about the rising cost of petrol.
Yep.
And that produced quite an avalanche. Kenny in Erskine, David in Leeds, 74.9p for a litre of petrol in Leeds. And we got up to 90p for the Highlands of Scotland. It's been up to for 1 year. And Stornoway, wow. Stornoway, 84.9. 88 litre on the Isle of Wight. And then Peter from Hampshire is right smarty pants. He fills up for 40p a litre, but he's got LPG.
Oh, right.
And there's lots of others from people saying we're already above the 80p.
I mean, that warning about going to 80p, that was an average for the UK, 80 pence a litre. So obviously, if it's an average, there will be some places where it's a lot higher.
But it's obviously going to run that, and you poured scorn on my suggestion that we could see protests, and I see that the newspapers are covering impending protests, so an autumn of discontent.
Maybe. Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so. But look, hang on.
People taking to the streets.
I am not inciting people, I'm merely reporting the fact. Come on, what are we going to talk about?
Okay, we've got Morrison's clear to buy Safeways, Kodak signals the end of the golden age of photography, and the cup tie you could bet on after it kicked off.
Right, so Safeway's sell-by date is up.
Very clever.
Yeah. I just thought it was very appropriate that they've all had to queue up in order to buy it. Okay.
Newcheckdownloads.com.